From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian government says the number of dead found in a truck trailer full of refugees on an Austrian highway is higher than first estimated, with 70 or more victims now believed to have suffocated during their journey. Thursday's discovery came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migration crisis. Joel Millman, a public information officer for the International Organization for Migration, speaks with VOA about the number of migrants crossing into the Balkans.
Like everyone else, we've heard the figure 3,000 a day, which seems quite plausible given the volume of traffic into Greece, which is where most of these people crossing the Balkans have started out. We are up to now almost 200,000 arrivals in the Greek islands this year, which is a phenomenal increase over the last year. We are talking about 107,000, 110,000 into Italy already this year. The numbers are just really multiples greater than last year.
IOM reports that more than 250,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year. Nearly 2,400 have died. A new report indicates Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center says Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the United States and Russia would have more. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped, about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. This is VOA News.